Well, this morning we're going to talk Cass County Fair because it's fair weather out there here lately, isn't it? Liz Denny is in with us here this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, no problem.
Appreciate it. We talk Cass County Fair once in a while. You talk about it all the time.
Yes, I do. I pretty much live it year round.
Yeah, it's just always top of the mind.
Very much so.
It has to be. You are one of those folks who is in charge of things like, that we all enjoy, food.
I'm lucky that way. Yeah. I get to make sure that everybody gets fed.
Yeah, you get to see almost everybody during Fair Week at some time.
At some point or another, because I'm usually there the majority of the time. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's also that's kind of the guts of the system. That's the moneymaker. That's the thing that keeps the rest of the things free at the fair.
Yes, it is.
So it's a lot of responsibility.
Well, I just take it as a good challenge.
Okay. How many folks volunteer at the food stand? At the fair. Is it even possible to count?
We have close to 500 individuals.
Isn't that scary?
Well, it can be. And when you change shifts about every 3.5 hours and have to retrain everybody, you begin to feel like all you do is repeat yourself.
Yeah. And those folks who think that the fair just happens every year, it doesn't really take a lot of planning or thought or preparation, try organizing 500 volunteers once.
That would be wonderful to have another person help out.
You're always looking for other volunteers.
We are always looking for volunteers. Each year, the organizations or groups have a shift in the people that can and can't work. Mm-hmm. And so that may make a shift in how many they can bring or whether or not they're able to participate.
Absolutely. Everybody's schedules change all the time. You just can't help that. You try to work it in as best you can.
Exactly.
Even the fair schedule changed a few years ago, and folks are still to a certain extent trying to get used to some of those changes.
Yes, it does make a difference when it goes over the weekend. I believe the crowds have become a little bit better than what they had been by having it over a weekend. You know, you can bring your families, mm-hmm. You can have people in from out of town. It's a little bit easier for those that are working.
You might find a little bit parking. Parking might be a little better. You never know, just because you don't have some of the business parking going on. Who knows?
That could be a possibility.
Then again, if the crowds are bigger, it could be tougher.
True. Very true.
All kinds of changes. Well, anyway, we want to talk about food at the fair because, as I mentioned earlier, that kind of drives the boat. You can't make everything else happen with no money in the coffers, and that's one of the key things that helps to draw some of those funds in during the course of that week. We talk about the volunteers that physically help out, serve, clean up, cook, whatever, during the fair. Appreciate all of those. But for a long, long time, a lot of folks have volunteered in other ways, too. They volunteered by bringing items out to help out. And that's kind of changed. When you talk about changes, that's changed over time, too, kind of dramatically.
That has been a big change. Over the last 5 years, I would say, we have had a change in that we can no longer have salads brought in. So we can take all of the ingredients from your gardens and make the salads there in the food stand, but we just can't have the actual pre-made salads brought in. We can still bring in the 2-crust baked pies, but anything that is classified through the state health department as a cream pie has to be made in the food stand also.
And these are all health and safety issues.
Yes, they are health and safety issues, and we have to follow those guidelines or we can't keep our doors open. Last year, we were informed that the donation of milk was no longer an option. Unfortunately, somebody may have left it in their car a little too long and the temperature won't be maintained. So we are now in the process of having to purchase those items through the store direct.
Is a lot of it perishables are a no-no, but the non-perishable items to a certain extent, or is it just easier to stay away?
Well, that's about the way to state it, though, yeah. Really, is things that are more perishable and that have to maintain a certain food temperature.
Sure.
Are what are really required to be taken care of directly from the store or right there made in the food stand.
You bet. So when you depend so heavily on the food stand to drive the fare, and then you're hit with those kinds of curveballs, the easy thing would be to say, forget it then. But you can't do that. You can't.
No.
So you try to figure out a way to make it all work. And I know last year you asked for donations through some of the local grocery stores helping out with some of those things, too. Folks would go to the grocery stores to actually make those donations and things. That worked pretty well.
Yes, we did do fairly well with the last year we did the donations. We put a list out there of the items that we needed.
Right.
And so that we can no longer have a massive quantity of one type of thing. We have now gone to doing through both grocery stores. We are selling either a blue ribbon for $5 or a green clover for $1. And then all of those monies that are collected through either Hy-Vee or Fairway are all put towards the grocery bills of all the items that we have to purchase.
Yeah, the two grocery stores have been pretty good about helping out the fair.
They have been fantastic to help out. And they are wonderful about placing orders and having a few little backup things when we've had a large crowd and I say, help, we need something extra. Mm-hmm. And they're usually there for us.
Yeah,
so
that's great. It's good to have that support.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Have. You bet. Always have. So what do folks need to do then? If they want to help out in some way, shape, or form, they just need to go shopping.
They need to go to the grocery store. And they just need to make a point of telling the person at the register when they check out that they'd like to either buy a clover or a ribbon. And then they will give them the actual clover or ribbon paper, and they can put their name on it, and then the stores are putting them up in their windows so that they can show the support.
So people aren't actually buying items and setting them aside.
Correct. This year they are doing strictly the ribbons or the clovers.
Because that was done that way before, wasn't it? Wasn't
yes.
that an option?
Yes, we had done that before. That's not to say that we would turn that kind of a donation down. If somebody wants to purchase an item that they think the fair will be able to use, we'll be more than happy to take it if you would like to donate it.
Sure. To do that on a regular basis through the grocery stores, though, it's got to be a bit of a burden on the stores to a certain extent. They've got to find some place to stock these things or put the collection areas out there, and it takes up their valuable space,
yes,
too.
It takes up their space. It takes up time to have to constantly go back and double-check everything, and it just is a little smoother doing it with ribbons and clovers.
Yeah, well, it's probably an easier way to do that all the way around, except for you. Then you get to go with this huge shopping list and go out and spend that money, huh?
Yes, I do have a huge shopping list, and fortunately, over the years, I've managed to get it fairly organized so I can pretty much know exactly what I need from each place, so that helps.
But and all you're asking is $5 and $10 donations?
$5 and $1
donations. Oh, $5 and $1 donations.
Yeah, just $1 for a clover or $5 for the ribbon. Now if you want to give more or you
sure.
want to buy, you know, a couple dozen ribbons, mm-hmm. we'd be thrilled to death. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to make just a ribbon donation in the grocery store and you want to make just a monetary donation to the food stand, you can bring that out to the extension office or notify one of the fair board members and we'll be happy to take care of it for you.
See, I was listening with bigger numbers in my ears. I thought it was $5 and $10. It's only $1 and $5 donations. So how do you make that work? You need a lot of donations at that level to make it happen. You've got a lot of people that support.
We have a lot of people that will support and bring in, and I'm hoping that by doing both grocery stores this year, that will make it a little easier for the general public to be able to make that donation.
Absolutely. Is that project already started?
That project started the 1st of June, mm-hmm. and it will run through until fair starts.
So it's an opportunity for you to get out and support. You're at the store anyway, sometimes multiple times a day, let alone per week. So you can donate and help out as many times or as often as you like in any denomination, I guess, that you would like there too. And they'll keep tabs on all that stuff, and then it'll all go in to help out and make sure everything runs well. When does the fair open?
The fair opens on July 20th, and the sale date is July 26th. So we are actually running from Wednesday through Tuesday this year, which is a little added, but we are trying to make some increased options for the kids to be able to get their projects in without being overlapped on each other.
Sure. That's coming faster than we think.
Yes, it's about 6 weeks away.
It's coming very fast. It's rolling downhill right now. Well, so many students, youngsters that are involved in 4-H and FFA working on projects and getting the animals ready to go. And you know, it's just, you think about all those things at fair, you don't necessarily always think about all the things that have to happen behind the scenes, and in this case, even further behind the scenes, because folks need to make those donations so that we can make the behind-the-scenes stuff happen through the food stand and make all that, make it all work. And, you know, when you think about donating at the food stand, you know, the amount of money that it costs to buy a lot of the things that we find in the at the food stand, think about how much you spend when you go different places. When you travel and you eat out, how much it tends to cost. Very minimal when you talk about the costs at a place like the Cass County Fair.
Yes, we try to keep the cost down so that it is reasonable for a family to come in and eat. And we know that a lot of the 4-H families in particular are there sometimes three meals a day. Mm-hmm. And so if someone from the community can come in and eat a couple of times, that's just that little bit much extra.
Sure. So if you factor in the amount of money that you might donate through the grocery stores, add on to that the amount of money you spend at the food stand, it's still probably less than what you'd spend if you were traveling on vacation somewhere and eating out.
Guaranteed.
Very good. So it's still, it's a good bargain for you. So they need to get out and get that taken care of, and then we're going to buy... Oh, I don't know, a couple pounds of potatoes, a couple pounds of this.
And... We're going to have potatoes and, let's see, grapes and the pies, of course, donated. And so all of these clovers and ribbons donations through mm-hmm. the stores do not replace any of those items that the township people are calling and soliciting all the way throughout the county to have you bring in. They're not replacing any of that. That's just in addition to.
We need to get some video of you walking out with all these shopping carts following you out to the car after you go in and spend all this money at these stores.
It's quite a little trail that follows me when I go shopping. So
I'm going to back the truck right up to the front door.
Pretty
we'll
much.
Just load it straight in. Very good. Well, we hope folks do get out and support. I know the support's already been there, and we hope folks continue to do that. You still have about a month or so to be able to do that up until the time the fair starts. So $1 and $5 donations. That's it. That's all they're asking. So help out as often as you can and make sure the Cass County Fair goes off very well again this year. And we have plenty of supplies.
Well, we deeply appreciate it. And hopefully everybody will make it out.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.